Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all of that. We've got a great show for you today. You know, one of the things that I've been struck by, especially as I participate more and more with online meetings early in the morning, later at night, you know, people ask me what I'm seeing as a common thread. And, you know, when I thought about it, I thought a common thread or a solution for something, you know, a common thread, or am I seeing a pattern of what seems to be working really well for people? And that's why today I am so thrilled to introduce all of you to Dr. Richard London, the father of wisdom, a fabulously incredible author, Laughing with God. But today, you know, he's coming to us with a very special message. You know, he knows what it's like to be out there as a business person, you know, somebody that's worked as a consultant, as I have done, right? You know, we know what it's like to be in there with organizations, you know, being side by side with them, helping them. But what is it that we've discovered from that? Or what have we discovered about our own lives? And this has really and truly been a time for us to reflect. Today, he has got such a masterful message for us. And to look at what it is that keeps that spark energizing us in our hearts and that enables us to step out of ourselves sometimes and just take action and let people borrow faith where they cannot find their own. Today, you're going to get to hear what it takes to create an unbreakable spirit, hope, and solutions. Solutions, right? Spirit, hope, solutions. Because this is the time that we are learning how extraordinarily powerful we are when we go outside of ourselves and within ourselves. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being on your show and being able to share great wisdom with your listeners. The first words from my mouth are, you are infinite worth. You are infinite worth. You are infinite worth. Imagine you are of infinite worth. Very powerful. I was telling,
powerful.
Yep. I was telling Pat just before the show that I was awakened 2 o'clock in the morning and I had a rush to my computer to write the most prolific poem of the 21st century, and I'm going to share it with your listeners, and it really is going to explain to them where the earth is. The poem is called Nightmare, a New Earth. As all earth slept, not knowing what was to begin, all living things on earth silently moved in a new rhythm. That rhythm created a new sound. Was it hope or was it gloom? It was quiet. It was clear. The air was alive and brisk, and the sound was definitely hope. The earth cried, stood up, and danced throughout the night. Was I dreaming? A nightmare had passed, or the beautiful ray of hope now shining on me and all humanity. Humanity was healing Mother Earth too. The beauty that is the soul glimmering, soul of Earth glimmering in the sun. Yes, 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 I know the nightmare had passed. And the beauty in the soul of the new Earth had begun as God planned. All of humanity and Mother Earth rejoices. There can be no sadness when the heart of God shines in all living things. Written by the hand of humanity and the heart of God and the hope of Dr. Richard London. So what's going on, listeners, is this healing, and it's about hope, and it's about God and humanity and Mother Earth all coming together and really rejoicing, because believe it or not, you're actually living in a new earth. Yeah. It's a new earth, cleaner for one thing, so much less pollution. So when this is going on, the first thing that should come to mind is that you have to reinvent yourself.
Yes.
You have to rekindle that dream and your life. Yes.
Yes.
So,
and look at one of the things I wanted to talk with you about is
sure.
that we will start to question ourselves now. We will start to doubt ourselves now. You know, and one of the things I would love for you to talk about, especially in the spirit of what you just read, that very powerful poem, you know, we are being called to take steps and leaps in ways we haven't before. And I think when I think about this, I just went through this myself the other day. And what I realized what I was doing was I was taking an action that wasn't, how should I say it? It wasn't large enough to match the energetic need for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was a disconnect
yes.
between what we have the ability to create, right? And what the energy is really calling for. And I'll tell you, I outed myself on that. I was like, oh my gosh, Pat, when did you learn to play so small? And, you know, I remember a mentor saying to me once, Pat, are you playing to win? Or are you playing not to lose? And playing not to lose for me is when I have lost sight of my faith. It is when I stop believing. And it's when I think that I am here all alone. And, you know, there have been times in my life where I've had to borrow other people's faith. But this is really a time to build that muscle, isn't it?
Well, the goal of all humanity right now is to go from cultural faith, cultural love, and selective love, and unconditional love, to empirical faith, which is basically divine love and divine faith. So it's a large transition. Fortunately enough, I've always lived in empirical faith. If you remember when we spoke before, I was the first person in the 20th century and the 21st century to use the law of attraction. I was 4 years old and poor, but had this great faith. So I said, God, give me pennies. And my pocket became filled with pennies, then nickels, then dimes, then quarters. Then I would find white envelopes filled with money. 4 years old, 200, 400, 600, 800. No names, just money. No accident. But my empirical faith created it. So this is the time, not for selective faith, but for real, real second by second faith. And here's what it means. When you have empirical faith, you co-create with God minute by minute, second by second. And let me give your listeners just a human example. I'm sitting in front of a department store, and I said to my wife, we're going to go in the department store and I want to buy something for 90% discount. Are they paying me to buy it? Pretty crazy statement. Yes, but not in my world. So we walk in, my wife likes shoes. She goes, looks at shoes. So I see this shaver, $300 US. They put it in the computer with the barcode. They charged me $30. So they paid me $270 to buy a $300 shaver. Yeah. So what does that mean in a human standard? It means you have the capability of creating whatever you want in your life, especially at this time. Because what's going on in the world, it's part political, part pandemic, and part a cleansing. So there's three cleansings going on right now.
Okay, tell me what those are, because I think, you know, all of us are feeling something. You know, a couple of my friends have talked about this in so many different ways, but so I am very interested in hearing about what these three cleansings are.
Okay, it's a cleansing of human souls.
Yeah.
It's a cleansing of our economic system, and it's a cleansing of Mother Nature. So unfortunately, Mother Nature took priority. So, and let me explain to your listeners that the universe uses people in order to initiate change and transformation. So listeners out there, we're not a world in crisis. We're really in a world of change and transformation. It's a completely different energy. If you live in a world of crisis, you're going to create a lot of energy. You probably don't know this. Since you and I have talked, I actually created the first step-by-step system. It's an 18-step program for all addictions. And the reason I'm sharing it is because what people are going through now, they're going through their emotional triggers. So their negative imprinted memory inside of them, their soul's energy, it's triggering all these emotional triggers that create fear, that create anxiety, that create worry, that create stress. So in 80 years, nobody ever created a better 12-step program. And the problem with the 12-step program is that people stop drinking, people stop taking drugs, but they never get rid of the emotional triggers. And this 18-step program has been programmed to remove the emotional triggers. And this is what people have to be aware of at this particular time. The consequences of great emotion. If you believe, so there is a recession coming, but if you live your life and say, my life is going to continue to be normal or expanded, whatever you want. Like I'm 100 times busier now than before. And I was basically retired.
Yeah. And what do you make of that? What do you make of that? Let's talk about the underpinnings of what you and I are talking about, because I was sharing a story about 10 years ago, and I mean 10, right? 10 years ago, almost to this date, we were really knee deep in the middle of another economic situation, and an opportunity came up for me to answer one question. And it was a question that a station owner put on the table and said to me very clearly, Dr. Pat, your friend wrote a $2,200 check and it bounced. And that was to start his network. I don't know where he is. Are you going to start a network so I can pay my mortgage for the radio station? And I had one answer and one answer only. It was going to be either yes or no.
Right.
Yes or no. And my first reaction was yes, not out of fear, not out of, you know, some egotistical trip or journey, but it was so intuitively yes. And this is now, I think, that time again. for us to tap into the power of that yes. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. This is synchronicity. So there are only two energies that exist on Earth. There's no, and then yes, I know. Yes, I know has a different vibration. It came divinely to me. So let me explain to you. So if your listeners out there, if they're stuck in writing a book, stuck in their business, you can go, yes, I know, 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 yes, I know. You do it 9 times, 3 sets of 3, and vibrationally, it breaks the barrier. And you listeners out there, in the world we live in now, you want to be a yes, I know person. You don't want to ever say no.
Right.
You know, when I was a child, I never said no to my parents ever. You know why? Because no was going to create drama and emotion. So I said, yes, mother, yes, father. And guess what I did when I walked out the door? Everything that I wanted. I was free. So humans are confined to the homes, but you can be free, and there are ways to be free. But you just have to know the solutions. So one of the big solutions is intention. We live in a world where your intention has to be strong. So your home that you live in, right, Pat? It has one foundation, right?
Yeah.
The seven faces, seven foundations. Imagine. Yeah. So you can have seven foundations behind every intention. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And that's going to push you through everything. So I'm going to read you the seven faces of intention. The first one.
All right, let's hear it.
First one, divine love. So let me explain to you. You were brought up and I was brought up. We learned cultural love. That's whatever love was expressed by our parents, by our grandparents, by our teachers, by our peers. Then we learned unconditional love. But in the 21st century, people use unconditional love with conditions. I will love you if you do this. The only love that's pure is divine love, and it can be a great foundation for your intention. The second, beauty. Listeners out there, there's so much beauty around you. You have to look at it. You have to appreciate it. I have this expression, I am beauty. I live in beauty. I am beauty. All around my house, I have hundreds of art pieces, beauty. And they all have a certain vibration, so they resonate in my house at a high level. Third set face of intention, expansion of your heart. Listeners, stop listening to the mind chatter. Stop thinking that your brain is going to solve your problems. The brain will never solve your problems. But if you expand your heart and your chakras, your heart is going to give you the solution, because your heart really is the remote control of your existence. Your brain only gives you a sense of time and a measurement of time and of you being alive. But your heart is where your soul's essence is. The next one, you're not going to believe it. A face of intention is abundance. So all you listeners out there who are using the word, I want money. Literally, millions of people all over the world go into churches and they pray to God, God, give me money. God, give me money. Do you know why God doesn't give you money? God doesn't understand the word any longer. Because what's happened in the world of sound and language, words have been abused. The word money has been abused by trillions and trillions of people and trillions of time. So you can ask for wealth. You can ask for abundance. And then guess what? You're going to be heard, and you want to be heard. The next face of attention is this great peacefulness, harmony. You want to be in an existence of harmony, because the existence of harmony has this great vibration. And so all the psychiatrists in the world, they made a really great error in the world of psychiatry, because they didn't realize we're vibrational human beings. We have this energy vibration. So, and the higher your vibration, the higher your ability to co-create with God. The next is kindness. Kindness is really about gratitude. And remember, in your life, it's really all about giving, not really what you want. So if you want, so I'm in a world where I need nothing. I have lots of animals, lots of wealth. And because I need nothing, I get it all in great abundance. So the last is divine creativity. So divine creativity is using your heart and soul to create, co-create with God everything that you want. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give your listeners an exercise.
Well, before you do that, I want to take a short break so that when we come back, I want everybody to be ready for this.
Okay, everybody's going to be ready.
Yep. And before we go to break, I would love for you to tell folks, one, how they can find out about you, how they can find out about the books that you've written, all of the things that you're doing. What is the best way for them to do that, Dr. London?
Yeah, all the listeners can reach me at richardalondon@gmail.com. One of the areas that I'm most interested, believe it or not, I was gifted by the source, God, the universe, with the ability to move second and third dimensional people into fifth dimension. It's called automatealife.com or automate your life. Yeah. So that's my major goal in life, is to create fifth dimensional. So imagine, Pat, being a real angel, fifth dimensional above, in a human body. That's no anxiety, no fear. You need nothing. You co-create, and you're in your divine purpose, and you're the most authentic version of your soul. Phenomenal.
It's incredible. But one of the things too, I know we're going to talk about here, is underneath what we're sharing today is going to be an important lesson that we learned over a decade ago. And that is, what seems to be that thing that can create so many possibilities, literally the way that Richard just described for you when he was very, very young. It's not just for a select few. When we come back, he's going to give us some tools. He's going to give us some tips, because this is the world we live in now, right? There's nothing more powerful than the answer to the question that I think Moses asked, you know, who are you? And the answer was, I am. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. Hey, look, creating an unbreakable spirit, hope, and solutions for your 21st century living. Joining me today to not just talk about what this is all about, but to give us some tools, to give us an exercise, Dr. Richard London. And he just walked us through the seven faces of intention. If you haven't listened or if you've missed any part of it, please go back, or I think the show will play again later on tonight on Transformation Talk Radio. What we are bringing in this series is this phenomenal message of how to create this spirit, this invincible spirit, because life will be life. But the question is, how do we respond to it? And what can we do? Thank you so much for today. Would you mind, Dr. London, please let folks know again how they can find out more about you, how they can get copies of your book, all of the above.
My email is richardalondon@gmail.com. You could go to automatealife.com. One of the programs that is dear to my heart is people becoming fifth dimensional. Because the more angels we create on this earth, the easier it's going to be to make the transformation, because that's the world. This is a new earth with change and transformation, and it's going to be easier to transform your life if you're fifth dimensional. So I'm going to give your listeners an exercise. So I want you to take your both arms and outstretch them. And the way that you receive abundance
like
in the
that?
World, yeah,
okay.
The way that you receive abundance is from every direction of the universe. So you go, universe, I want to receive abundance and wealth from every direction of the universe. And you repeat it 9 times. Wealth and abundance, every direction of the universe. And you start bringing it in. You bring that energy in, because the energy of abundance and wealth, it's really all around us. And so you're bringing it in, and you're bringing it in, and you repeat it 3 sets, 9 times. That's the magic number or vibration. So the universe allows you to receive it. Let me explain to your listeners. When I was a little boy, in California, we used to go to Clifton's cafeteria. And when a child ate all their food, they used to go into a treasure chest and they were able to pick a toy. So children would tell their parents, I want to go to Clifton's cafeteria. And it was because the children wanted the toy, not the food. So the reason I'm using an example, you listeners out there, you actually have a treasure chest. So for all the listeners who believe in reincarnation, all your creation, all your wealth, it didn't die when you made your transition. It went into your personal treasure chest in the ethereal plane. There could be hundreds of thousands of real dollars, millions, even billions. So the listeners are saying, why am I not receiving it? Yeah, you're not receiving it because everything in your life is not matching. So one of the big things in the world we live in, this new earth, is integrity. So if somebody gives me a penny and I have to walk 100 miles back to give that person a penny, you do it. Because in the world of the universe and God, a penny is equal to a million or a billion or a trillion dollars. So listeners, you have a treasure chest. And so you have lots of hope, lots of opportunity, but everything in your life has to match. And one of the things that will help your life match is your language. It's the power of the words that you use. So the most powerful word that exists on earth, you know what that word is, Pat?
No, tell me.
Wellness. 20 years ago, nobody knew the word wellness.
That's true.
The reason the word wellness, if I tell you, you're not going to believe it. God took the energy of money and of peace. Wealth and peace, money. And he transformed that energy into the word wellness and love. So now everybody wants mental wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness, financial wellness. People want wellness in every area of their life. So that's another exercise they can do. Wellness comes from every direction in the universe. Wellness comes from every direction of the universe. Wellness comes from every direction of the universe. You do it 9 times, 3 sets of 3, and you just outstretch, close your eyes, and feel the energy of wellness coming in. Yes. One of the divine gifts I have of many is all you listeners, while I'm talking with Pat and you're listening, guess what I'm doing? I'm removing your negative imprinted memory. Yes. I have that gift. And the reason you're suffering in the world, and one of the reasons you're not able to tap into your treasure chest, is every day that negative imprinted memory is popping up. It's making you feel ill. It's making you feel unloved. It's making you feel all those emotions. But if you look at life and say, my life is normal, it's always going to be normal, then it will start to normalize. Because it's really all about language. You need to always believe that something wonderful is about to happen. Always believe that something wonderful is about to happen. Always believe that something wonderful is about to happen. So when I express these words to the universe, they're always done in sets of three, because vibrationally it's a 9. 9 is the ultimate number that exists on earth. People who are born 9s do the ultimate things they create. So let's give your listeners an idea of what you can create. I'm sitting in my office last week and I say, you know, there needs to be a way that people can test their God connection. So I created the first God connection test in the history of mankind. Because if you're not really connecting God, then how can you co-create with God? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really, that is really sort of the missing link in a lot of conversations, right? You know, I mean, it is, the whole idea of co-creating is exactly that. It's co-creating. And if you're attempting to co-create something, but not including all the co-creation folks or items or entities or things, then it isn't co-creating. It's actual individually creating. And yeah. I think that is the missing link across the board. You know, it is this dance between faith and action. And that is a dance that has been brought to bear in many, many spiritual philosophies or religions, but it is that dance. And almost every one of those groups or religions or philosophies have both elements, faith and action. In Christianity, it's faith and works. Faith without works is dead, right? And so, but this is the dance that we've struggled with and have been challenged by for eons, okay. Right?
There's a lesson that people learned in the biblical world, and that's God helps those that help themselves. And it's really what you're saying. What the message really means is that by taking spiritual action and human action, the divinity, which is within every human being, will be actuated. Yes. So God helps those that help themselves. Just using that philosophy and those words in your life, but taking a lot of action. Last year, I created 20 new companies and I wrote 8 books last year. That's phenomenal in 1 year, as well as numerous other things, programs, systems, you name it. And that's because I really believe in taking a lot of action, because that's why we're here. Here's another secret, and I'm sure nobody's ever told you this, is the reason humanity is suffering is people, like, I'm very passionate about transforming and changing people's lives. But there is another passion that exists that humans need to actuate at this time. It's called your soul's passion. So as an example, when I eat ice cream, especially chocolate ice cream, my soul passion is at 1,000,000+. Imagine 1,000,000+ vibration. I'm literally in heaven. And so there's a program on Netflix that I actually programmed. It's the Korean version of chocolate. Mm. So when I watched it for the first time, the music, the cinematography, the story, even though it's in Korean, I programmed, when you watch that program, what it does, it opens up all your chakras and it expands your heart chakra to the highest level that it can be. And again, that's another creative process, because there's so many people, they're passionate about their children, they're passionate about their car, they're passionate about sports. But if you open up your soul's passion, then everything else in your life has the opportunity to come together. And this is where humanity is lacked, because we went from having the strong family unit to the world of the internet. And unfortunately, in many ways, it's isolated us. Yes. But it isolated our soul's passion. So in the world I live in, everything that I do is about my soul's passion. So in that aspect, you're able to create at a much higher level. There's another program. It's called Call to the Heart. It's a Canadian program. I watched it. So many messages. It's a message about people coming together. It takes place in the 19th century, the late 19th century, and the turn of the century. Beautiful story, but it opens up and gives people lessons. So that brings us to an important point that your listeners need to know.
Is that
pay attention to the details in life. Yes. When you walk down the street, pay attention to the people walking on the street. That person who looks like a bum could be Buddha, could be Jesus Christ, could be Moses, could be Muhammad. And they might have a lesson for you. And if you're not open for it, you're going to miss that lesson. So in the world we're living, there's lots of people with great wisdom, but you have to be open to receive it. So this is another big thing.
Well, you know, isn't this though the dilemma we're living in though? I mean, I did a whole show on this not too long ago, a separate show on a different network. And, you know, we talked about the evolution of who we are, right?
Right.
And we were talking about my upcoming crowdfunding campaign, and it is something we're creating. It's called AI for the Soul. See, because one of the things that I'm also very struck by is that in the world that we live in, and the energy of things, and the energy of possibilities, and the energy of faith, just like you shared as a young boy, right? There you were, and you called into being something that wasn't in front of you at the time. In this case, pennies, right?
Right.
And what I love about the world we live in, and we're learning about it now more than we ever have, is there are blessings right in front of our eyes. There are blessings. And I agree with you. I mean, we're going through an extraordinary time. And there are some things that I don't know that we will go back to. And I will give you an example. For example, I think you talked about the 12-step programs. For the first time in 12-step history, since 1930-something, meetings were conducted online. And so we live in this really interesting opportunity to harmonize our existence with technology. And so the question that gets raised, and I actually heard a minister ask this question the other day, was, are we being asked to create a harmony with the vibration of technology that has never been in existence before? Okay. And I thought it was a fascinating question. And it is a question that Einstein asked decades ago, but he didn't live now. I think if Einstein were alive now, he'd have a very interesting way to look at the world. But let's talk about that from the context of intention and manifestation, right?
Okay. First, I'm going to share with you that something that nobody knows in the world, I'm able to tap into the Akashic records. So I found, first of all, the internet went public for only one reason. Do you know what that reason was? And your listeners need to know it, because it's part of what you just said. The internet went public, and we were allowed to experience the internet. So humans would connect with other humans knowing no ethnicity. So the greatest accomplishment of technology is that people can talk with people all over the world, no matter what color they are, no matter what language they speak, no matter where they live. And the masses of humans, the majority of humans, they don't see ethnicity anymore. That's beautiful. And so in the new world, one of the things, listeners, the new world, once it's all finished and said and done, there are going to be 9 segments or 9 pods. Through what you're experiencing now, 4 segments or 4 pods have been creating. So these are the industries that are going to be prospering: divine wellness, divine economics, divine environmental, and divine education. So we're shifting from normal education to divine education, from wellness to divine wellness. So what's happening, and which is going to change technology, is 90% of the businesses in the world will be home-based. And I saw this years ago. So there's only going to be 10% bricks and mortar businesses in the world and 90% home-based. So when a business is home-based, there's more time to spend with your animals, with your children, with your family. Yes. Especially for those who are very organized.
Well, it throws the rule book out. And what it does is it literally throws a rule book out. And that's what's happening right now. You know, the way we thought things should be, that rule book is now gone. It's gone. And we are now living in a world where people have had to become more creative than we've ever imagined. I mean, I was just talking to Chef Rossi, and we were talking about how people did a virtual Passover, right?
Yes.
And one of the things we forget is that this digital age we live in now, it is more than just a convenience. We are hyper dependent upon it. But up until recently, we haven't looked at how to use it for good. Clearly, there are some people that have. I mean, I built a network on positive talk, right? So that is 16 years now. But here's what I love about this. We forget that every time we turn on our device, whatever that is, and now, of course, it's our television sets, which live stream from YouTube and a bunch of other places, we're watching groups of people come together, highly dependent on our technology. And I was in such awe to see how the divine starts to show up.
And that's because,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we've moved into divine technology.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a different energy. This has all been a learning process.
But isn't that what your message is, right?
Yes. Message is that we're moving from, like in the field of education, you have a lot of wonderful educators out there. But what children need to know in the world has stronger power. They have to know the power of their language. Women need to be empowered. Children need to be empowered. And they're going to be empowered by their ability to use language at the highest level. So, Pat, all your listeners, myself, you, we all are what comes in and out of our mouth. That's our existence. So in divine education, it's using these powerful words to open up technology and open up the universe to our wisdom. You know from the God Code, from Greg Braden's God Code, that in every human being, we're all spiritual, because in Aramea, and I knew that before he discovered it, because I was told by source, it says, God within our body. Yes. And it's not a sleeping God. Yes. It's a very active God. So now this God within each other's soul and our first layer of our DNA, believe it or not, probably nobody's ever told you it, but since December 22nd, 2012, humans have been moving from carbon-based DNA to crystalline-based DNA. And your originals, so before you became a human, before I became a human, we were just crystalline energy at a very, very high vibration. And then when we were put in this special human body, we became carbon-based. So yeah, there's a beginning and then there's an end. So here's the big secret, listeners.
Great. We've got 1 minute left. Go okay. for it.
It's all about creating heaven on earth. For so many years, humans have believed that heaven is when you die. No, heaven is here. So every person who's listening, you have the opportunity to become fifth dimensional and create heaven on your earth. And here's another thing that everybody needs to know. There's no more karma, no more life lessons in the future. When you make your transition and come back, you come back to fifth dimensional or above parents. You live in your divine purpose. You don't have bad marriages. You don't have people stealing from you. You don't have any of those experiences. So that's why humans are struggling. They're struggling really to create heaven on earth. They just don't know that heaven on earth does exist here. Yes. And my wow. automating your life program actually creates heaven and earth for a human being. And that's
wow. beautiful. Well, look at Richard, thank you so much for today. Thank you. Please give out your website and let folks know how they can contact you directly.
Sure. Go to automatealife.com. My email is richardalondon@gmail.com. If you have an interest in getting a written copy of the 7 Faces of Intention or the 10 Natural Laws or any great wisdom, just write to me and I will send you the information. Remember, great wisdom is owned by God. If we receive it, it's not really us, and it's for us to share with all of humanity.